the volume.
Oral Sessions is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Hey guys, welcome to Oral Sessions. Renee Paquette here on the case. Wrestling journalism at its finest, might I add. Alongside my boy, Emilio Sparks. Oh, baby. He's stepping out from behind the producer's laptop. What do I say? Behind the producer's desk?
Yeah, the producer's desk. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, and he's stepping up to the mic. And we are talking all things WrestleMania night one. What a time. WrestleMania season is upon us. And the fans are back in the crowd. Oh my God. Honestly, like as much as the show was great and there were so many different things from the show that I really, really loved, seeing the crowd back in there and seeing people just drinking beers and having a good time with their friends really sparked some joy. I loved it. I feel elated about this whole thing. My heart feels nice and light. Nice to see people enjoying themselves.
A little FOMO, right? Did you feel a little FOMO? I felt a little FOMO.
I want to get drunk with my friends in a stadium.
Can we do that as soon as you pop out the kit?
Hell yes. You know those hot takes you post on social media? Well, now you can win up to $5,000 when you put those takes to the test on FanDuel. It's a new game called Over Under, and it's absolutely free to play on FanDuel. So here's how it works. FanDuel will set lines on things like total points or three-pointers made during every NBA on TNT broadcast. All you have to do is pick over or under for every prop. Your picks could win you a share of $5,000 during every contest. FanDuel is the exclusive home for over-under, and it's available in all 50 states. You can play from anywhere. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/over-under and sign up now if you've not done so already. Please just do it. You're going to love it. Just create a new FanDuel account. If you don't already have one, it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Then you put your takes to the test during every NBA on TNT broadcast at FanDuel.com/over-under. They could be worth up to $5,000. Do it. Age and location restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions. Let me just get to this really quickly. So last year, we start off WrestleMania having two nights back to back, and it's like, ooh, do we need that? I think we need two nights of WrestleMania.
I don't think we need two nights at all. It's exhausting.
It is, but like I did not find watching tonight to be exhausting. Like, I feel like it went by fairly quickly. I'm ready for tomorrow because if you didn't like it, really, when you look at who's going to main event, because Sasha and Bianca absolutely crushed it tonight. Huge congratulations to Bianca Belair. As we're watching in our living room, we started to get a little bit nervous because we're like, wait, Drew McIntyre did not go over. And I expected Drew to go over tonight and win that WWE Championship. And that was not the case. So I was like, please tell me they're not going to do this to us with Bianca as well. Please, for the love of. So thank God they didn't. But that leads me to tomorrow night. It's like tomorrow night, of course, it's got to be Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge as the other main event. Like, it has to be. So I think having like the multiple main event moments, there is a bonus to that, I think.
I could see your point, but here's where I say. Now, if they spent like the entire calendar year from January till Mania season building up a really solid card of 7 to 8 matches, right? Literally concentrating and picking out the best of the best on the roster. Wouldn't that be more beneficial to the storytelling of WrestleMania to make it feel even bigger? Because what I feel from WrestleMania now, right? And I've been watching wrestling, you've been watching wrestling for years. It has a pageantry to it, but it doesn't feel as special as when you watched it when you were a kid, right? I don't know why. Maybe it's a mixture of now of just the celebrities and the pomp and circumstance.
No, I think it's the same reason why like Christmas doesn't feel as cool as when you were a kid. It's like that magic goes away and things change. I think it's just a time of our lives that we're in. I think does that apply to this scenario? I think so.
Now it just comes down to, do they want to do two nights? Because I knew New Japan Pro Wrestling has done two nights at the Dome back to back. So it's like, is that the new trend now? Do you want to try to get everybody on your roster some equal time? And if you do, how do you, what card is better? Will night one go down to be better? Does night two become better?
But then it also turns into like, what does that burnout start to look like for the fans? Because as we already know with WrestleMania week, it's like, okay, you go into NXT TakeOver, into Hall of Fame, into WrestleMania, into the Monday after WrestleMania, back into another NXT. So like that alone can be a burnout. And, you know, just as we were watching it too, we were saying, we're like, man, like, cause getting out of the building sucks. If you've been to WrestleMania, trying to like get out of the building, getting in your car, getting back to the hotel, like that's an ordeal. I know it doesn't seem like it's like a huge thing to think about, but that alone can be like a bit of a burnout. Anyways, who cares about that? Because WrestleMania just happened. We're not going to be on here for too long. We don't have a ton of time to talk about all this stuff, but what a moment to be able to see the fans back in the crowd. I got so pumped up to see people just like smashing beers and enjoying some wrestling.
That's the atmosphere that hell I miss. Yeah. I miss the live atmosphere. I miss being turned up with my boys, first or second row, just going crazy, because if I'm past third, it's a nosebleed. So I ain't going. If it's that type of party.
You're such a snob.
I've been spoiled by World Wrestling Entertainment, not gonna lie. You know what I mean? So the last 7 years in a row, that's what I was doing. But I think the fan experience is the magical part, and that's why the WWE Universe is so good. I mean, come on. The pop for the first match, which was the WWE Championship match. Did you hear the reaction that came out? It was just... like, I missed it. I got goosebumps thinking like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You don't get many firsts in this business, right? You don't get many firsts. So to get your first pop back from a live crowd in a WWE ring, that's huge. That's huge.
You get like those goosebump moments. I mean, even from the very beginning of the show, when you've got Vince come walking out, Vince being Vince doing his thing, we'll leave it at that. To have him come out, but to have like the whole roster out there with him. And the one person that I kept seeing, not just because she was on my show on Thursday, which you guys can check out, RL Sessions, but Rhea Ripley, seeing her out there, you could see her really absorbing that moment. You could see the tears in her eyes. You could see it's been a long year for everybody. You know, so to have all the superstars up there on the stage and being able to like see actual faces again and to feel that palpable energy. I mean, that is, you know, that's a huge deal. You know what else is a huge deal?
What's a huge deal?
Cesaro winning his first singles matchup at WrestleMania.
Insane.
My guy.
Let's clap for him. Let's clap for him. So, okay. So some quick background. If you are an independent professional wrestling fan, you saw a man named Tyler Black go against Claudio Castagnoli at AAW Pro 8 years ago.
Yep.
8 years later, they finally do it in a WWE ring. Now, they faced each other before, but it's been in tag matches and just like all these like weird little run-ins. But to see these two at the top of their game, in their prime, take on each other, you ain't never going to get the best of the best. To me, that's the most purest wrestling match of the evening.
Hands down. I mean, literally from the bell when Cesaro just comes running out with his European uppercut to just throwing it down there on Seth. The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA InPlay. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA InPlay turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcome of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you even more ways to win. FanDuel is the exclusive home for NBA InPlay, so the action's always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA InPlay is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app to start playing NBA InPlay today. The girls tore it up. Feel good moment. I mean, you could see that emotion from Bianca. I couldn't be more happy for them. I thought that Sasha's gear looked amazing.
Shout out to Sarat.
I don't know if Sarat did that.
It has to be a Sarat original, right?
It's not always. Ooh, it's not always.
Okay.
But absolutely amazing. Okay, you know what else we have to talk about is Bad Bunny. Oh my God.
Dude, I'm all about storyline and build up, right? And night one really didn't have, outside of maybe like Cesaro and Seth, it was Bad Bunny Miz and Morrison and Damian Priest, that was probably the storyline of the year for me in how they built it up, because it was so detailed from start to finish. And there was so, like, the lead-in was really, it was so good starting. And he's probably the longest reigning 24/7 champion we have.
Sure, as he should be. I mean, listen, when you've got somebody like Bad Bunny who has a gigantic platform of his own, he's able to take the 24/7 championship on to Saturday Night Live. He shows up to TV tapings. This is like a huge global superstar. He should be the 24/7 champion because he is bringing those eyes to the product. He's somebody that obviously wants to be there. He absolutely crushed that Canadian Destroyer. Good God Almighty.
He went to the top, right? So he did that. Then he hits that Canadian Destroyer. And I'm like, dude, are you been training? Are you been at the PC putting some work in?
Big time. Like, no fooling around. And, you know, that's something that I've kind of heard, like, the rumblings of that as well from, like, you know, people at WWE of, like, no, like, dude, like, really wants to, like, he wants to be there. He wants to put in the time. So kudos to him. And now he got that big Mania moment. And I think that, you know, it takes two to tango, takes four to tango on this situation. But you look at somebody like The Miz, he put in so much work to just make the rest of that matchup really come together. And he really made Bad Bunny look good.
Listen, you need a really good dance partner to make your stuff look even better, right? So you have guys like Damian Priest who can work, right? John Morrison, probably one of the greatest bump and feed guys in the last 15 years, right? Miz, like him, love him, hate him, loathe him, whatever. He knows how to wrestle that WWE entertaining style, and he knows how to get somebody over.
Sure. He is like the quintessential WWE superstar.
Absolutely. And I even like the small adjustments that they've made to Damian Priest's NXT character on the main roster. Because when you looked at Damian Priest on NXT, he was just this mysterious, tall, good looking dude in leather with a deep commandeering voice. And that was it. And now you partner him with Bad Bunny, and now he's way more flamboyant. He shows a range of personality, but yet at the same time, too, he's still playing that heater, like that traditional, I'm going to watch your back and I'm going to kick somebody in the face. And they've just been beautiful bedfellows together. So Miz, Morrison, big up.
I'm glad that they've found that out. Like I'm glad that they've been partnered up together and that it's worked out the way that it has. And what a night for Bad Bunny. Who knew that he was going to crush it so well? Like, it was absolutely amazing. Sorry, going back to Cesaro really quickly, he got in 32 swings tonight. He said it was going to be 37 on the podcast. So, you know, five short, but we'll give it to him. So just had to get that up there. And also that
UFO.
New like corkscrew
it's the
splash thing.
Thing is insane. Did.
Yeah, that was wild. The UFO was also amazing. But no, I'm talking about Seth's corkscrew splash thing.
The swing and the UFO are super indicative of babyface Claudio Castagnoli ROH, right? And then he would drop his hands and Seth is spinning on his shoulders. And it's just the athleticism that Cesaro has is just super impressive. And Rollins himself, the man can do any move.
Who is the better all-around athlete? Cesaro or Bianca Belair?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know if Cesaro can jump over those hurdles like Bianca did or throw a shot put or a javelin.
I wouldn't put it past him. We've just not seen him in that playground. He might be able to do it. What can't Claudio do?
Right. So I don't know. I'm pwned right now. I don't know. Do I say that the Ist is the better athlete in this? Or do we say, hey, maybe one time you guys come on, we go on the Oral Sessions YouTube, we come on the Volume YouTube, and you guys do a triathlon.
That would be amazing.
We say, who's the istest of the ists?
I would love for them to do that, but I feel like their bodies cost a lot more money than we can offer them to come out to do something like that.
That's true.
I don't think they're going to do that as like volunteer work.
Right.
As much as I would love them
to. I would love to see Claudio throw a shot put.
I would like to see him throw a javelin. I bet she would absolutely nail that. The cage match between Braun and Shane O'Mac, Shane taking crazy bumps as per usual. As I tweeted, I will just reiterate it again. He's too rich to be doing this shit. Yet here we are again and again, year after year, ever since we saw the return of Shane. What was it like six years ago? So amazing. Great. But like, dude, What is the line for Shane? When does he stop?
The line is when he gets hurt.
Sure.
Like when he's carried out on a stretcher. But I think even then he rolls off the stretcher and jumps off something even bigger. I don't know what he has to prove.
Me neither. I don't get it. I don't get what the drive is. I mean, I know that he loves the business and I know he loves being in there. And I know he wants to like prove himself time and time again. But like, dude, we get it. We get it. We see it. We know. We got you.
I like the build between him and Braun. And
Braun looks like $1 million too. He looked great. Ripping the cage was cool.
Feats of strength. Feats of strength.
That was a cool moment. I would like your take on the men's tag match tonight. Your boys New Day dropping the titles. Dun, dun, dun.
As you know, I like to call myself the 7th or 8th unofficial member of the New Day. So do I think they were perfect to get over a debuting Omos at WrestleMania? Absolutely. Like, I don't know who else it could have been.
They made him look like a sell from Xavier Woods.
That's what I'm talking about. Beautiful. Even the chokeslam pickup from Kofi, they just showed Omos's feats of strength. And I have never seen, I think I texted you about it. I've never seen a hot tag like that before. I've never seen AJ do that before. To get to the hot tag, he comes in, Omos cleans house, does what he does, bing, bang, boom, up and down, big guy shit, 1, 2, 3, and you're looking at new WWE tag team champions.
I will say that I'm a sucker for a title change at Mania. I love it.
Me too. Me too. And now this completes the cycle for AJ Styles. He's held every single championship in the WWE. He is now an official Grand Slam champion. He's been United States champion. He's been WWE champion, Intercontinental champion, and now he's a Raw tag team champion.
Hell yes. I did not realize that. Congratulations to AJ Styles, one of the absolute best to ever lace up a pair of boots. On to the next. Hey, maybe we can get him on the pod, you think? Uncle Alan, you want to come on, hang out?
I would love. He's a good brother.
He is a good brother.
He's a good brother.
We have access. Well,
we do.
Let's send out some feelers to try to get Uncle Alan on the show.
Would love to get Uncle Alan.
Message him.
I love how you call him Uncle Alan too.
Everyone calls him Uncle Alan. It's either that or Malibu Al.
I know.
Malibu Al or Uncle Al. Yeah, it's the two of those. Okay, so I cannot believe that Drew McIntyre did not win tonight. I cannot believe that they kept the title on Bobby Lashley. I did not see that coming at all. I thought it was going to open up, feel good moment. Everyone talked about, man, like, cool, Drew McIntyre finally got his moment last year in front of nobody. And then this year I thought was going to be his big moment to get that big pop from the crowd, and no can do.
But what's the bigger moment though? Is it the bigger moment is when nobody's watching and now everybody's so fixated on every single move? What's going on with the match? Right. Mm-hmm. And he's going against Brock Lesnar because it's Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean?
That was a good Heyman.
I've been practicing for this moment. So everybody's more dialed into this as opposed to, now you have the crowd as that cushion. So if it's not the best match, then you know the crowd can be there and they can just turn up and get litty. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he's had a really good run as WWE champion, not once but twice. He was in an incredible program with Randy Orton all summer. And then the guy took on all comers from April to September. He was just a Mack truck, Mm-hmm. So I think it's a nice switch. I like to see when the heels go over because now it gives something Drew to do. Drew is so over that you want Drew to chase. So having Drew chase the championship and having Bobby kind of be like, I still want the bounty on him. Even though I'm a big guy, I could probably play off and kind of be chicken shitty a little bit. I could have MVP talk all this smack because now we put him to sleep and he didn't tap. So both of them look even more incredible.
Yeah, everyone was protected with that finish, 100%.
Smart finish. And if you were to create two professional wrestlers and create a professional wrestler factory, I don't think aesthetically it gets better than Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre.
True. It could. Yeah. You can't argue that they want. Yeah. They both look like they've been made in factories with the special little magic sauce of Vince McMahon.
Sprinkles right on top.
Sprinkle that magic dust.
Just doing big guy hoss stuff, which I love.
Big guy. Actually, I was just going to say that guy's big, which is a classic Booker T thing. I'm kind of pissed at Booker T to not get involved with Bad Bunny. I know Booker T never wants to be touched and he doesn't want to get in the ring and do that. But I thought maybe for a Mania payday, just like jump in there. And once Morrison kind of taunted him with that one spinaroonie, I thought maybe it might happen. But
I wanted to see that spinaroonie kick that he does.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, just go about the day and you know, just be Booker T and get your stuff in.
Booker's the best. And the last thing I guess that we need to talk about here, because I think that we've covered all of the matches. Oh, no, two things I want to talk about. One, hell yeah, congratulations to Natty and Tamina. Could not be more excited for them to be going back to back. There are two women who have been busting their asses for years. Especially somebody like Natty, who, I mean, I can talk about Natty's accolades or what her accolades should be till I'm blue in the face. But the fact that she is getting this moment for somebody who's like truly been one of the women to lay the groundwork for the women's evolution. It's cool to see her be able to work two nights in a row, her and Tamina together. I think it's really great. I love that. I mean, the tag turmoil stuff was fun. Get the good characters popping in and out. I thought everyone looked like a million bucks. Mandy and Dana, I was obsessed with their gear and the long blonde hair, like that pink Barbie doll look. I thought it was great. Riot Squad looked great. Carmella and Billie Kay, I wish we got to see a little more from them tonight. They made it past one round into the second, and that was about it. But yeah, it was cool. I'm looking forward to seeing Shayna and Nia against Tamina and Natty tomorrow night.
Carmella's gear was crazy too.
Always. You always know she's going to pull out something amazing.
Never not on point, man. Just so good. I mean, everybody was good. I really wanted to see Ruby and Liv do it because I don't think we've seen Ruby wrestle in a really long time.
We've only seen a shred of what Ruby's even capable of, too. I mean, she's someone that's like, she's very good. She's, you know, really well respected amongst all of the women in the locker room. And she puts in all that work. So I feel like we've only seen little shreds of what we can actually get from Ruby Riott.
But yeah, you're right, though. Big shout outs to Tamina and Natty. You know, Tamina has been there for an extremely long time.
Yeah.
And has never held the WWE championship. So I think the time is now. And that's crazy to me because she's always been one of those utility players that could come off the bench and give you whatever you need.
Yep.
So if you need somebody to be the stoic, just heater, she got you. If you want,
and it's
really
cool because she doesn't really have to be a heater with Natty.
No, she don't, because Natty is so good. I mean, she comes from probably one of, if not the greatest wrestling dynasty in all of history. I might have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think she's fantastic. She is so good that I can see Natty working a dude and literally putting him in something that Stu Hart probably showed her in childhood.
100%.
And stretching a guy out screaming in agony.
I always think of, when I think of like just how good Natty is, I this always pops in my head of John telling me one time when they were in Japan doing a tour when he was with WWE. And it was when Asuka was kind of first brought up to the main roster, and Natty had not really worked her before, and they had to go out and they basically just like had a shoot match. And he's like, I've never seen Natty be better. She like works so good in those moments of just like relying on her actual instincts. She's amazing. Unsung hero.
Exactly. She has great footwork. Her mechanics are so on point. But again, like, she can even do some big strong girl stuff too. Like, she will lariat you to the throat and will take off your head.
Yes.
Like, she's a strong girl.
100%.
She's fantastic. So I hope that the wind shift tomorrow, if we can read the tea leaves, right? If we can look in the cauldron right now, I hope we get new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
I think we will. I think we do. We're making the prediction right here. We won't know until we see it tomorrow and you guys listen to this, and we'll see if we look like losers or not. And the last thing I want to talk about was tonight. Was that the most that we are going to see from Bayley on WrestleMania? Is that the most she's going to be booked?
I hope not. I mean, even that little thing that she did tonight, she made her presence felt, and she's a big personality.
Yeah.
And you, WWE, yes, you would be doing a disservice to keeping that girl off television in some capacity.
Especially when, you know, I think it's a unanimous decision that Sasha and Bayley have been two of the most successful year of the pandemic wrestlers. To not have Bayley have a huge payoff at WrestleMania in some capacity would be a motherfucking shame. If she does not get that moment after the year of busting her ass and changing her character and just, you know, the growth that she has had, That would be a disservice to the entire, you know, it's a bummer for the whole locker room, I think.
We'll just talk about this briefly, right? She was on SmackDown, she was on Raw, and then she was on NXT. So she was doing everything at one point, her and Sasha. So like they were carrying the women's division with the tag team championships. Then they both had women's titles on separate brands. So they were doing their thing and they were always accompanying each other. They were playing well off each other. Did I think that we needed them to feud? No, I thought that kind of took away from the magic and how good of what they were doing. But I understand in order to split them up.
So limited. Yeah, they got to do something.
You have to. But again, Bayley is so good and she's really coming to her own. And you can listen to the past episode that we did with her. Watch it on YouTube. Subscribe on, you know, Spotify or iTunes and listen to talking about how like, there was apprehension at first to really do it. But then once she got comfortable in her own skin and, you know, it was kind of like metaphorical. Once she chopped her hair off, she just started to become more untethered and loose. And she was like, let me get comfortable with who I am and where I want this character to go.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that she got very comfortable as well of just like, I mean, she's obviously always been so fucking good, but for her to switch into this new character and not have to combat a crowd audience to go with the booing and the cheering and blah, 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 to her owning that character so much now that now working with the crowd, it works already. Like she doesn't have to have that battle. She didn't have that growth spurt in front of having to battle the audience. So I think that that just puts her in like that much more of a sweeter spot when she's doing her character stuff now.
Absolutely. I think the pandemic, even though it sucked major ass on many, many fronts, I think for performers, yeah, there was probably a limitation to get used to, you know, working with no crowd. But I think when you do that, now you pick up on the subtle nuance of who you're supposed to be and you follow the beats and the rhythm of what you need to do. And how do I get over now? Because the only way I can gauge it is via social media. So now I have to do everything. So now my facials have to be on point. The way I move my body has to be on point. What I say, how I act, even the way I dress, like everything has to check off. And she's very in tune. You know, I mean, she had the greatest stylist in the world in Skinny Nikki. So, you know, she's literally
100%. You know, he's the mastermind behind the whole thing. Always.
Great suit by the kid tonight. Great suit by the kid. I don't know if you've seen, if you peeped his gram tonight, but great.
Agreed.
Suit by
I messaged him about it. I was like, you look fresh to death, my friend. Oral Sessions is proud to be presented by FanDuel. You guys never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do I play FanDuel? I play FanDuel because I'm new to the fantasy game. I kind of need somebody to hold my hand through the whole process. And the thing with the FanDuel Fantasy app is that it's so incredibly easy to use. Even a dumb like me can make it work. And if you happen to be a fence sitter like yours truly, you guys can pick a new team every single game. You can switch it up. You can change your mind. It's all up to you. Ball is in your court. So FanDuel is offering new users a deposit match of up to 500 smackaroos when you make your first deposit. Just go to FanDuel.com/cowherd for more info. FanDuel.com/cowherd. FanDuel, more ways to win. That's it for me and Emilio. Just doing a quick little recap. We're not, you know, we don't have to go on hours and hours and hours about every little bit of minutia of all of the wrestling that we all just saw. We've got plenty more ahead of us. We've got night two of WrestleMania. Oh, and then my favorite night of the year is the Monday after WrestleMania. That is the time to really hold on to your asses, everybody, because shit's about to go down, baby. I can't wait. All right, guys, we will see you. We won't see you and you won't see us, but you'll hear us.
Oh, they can watch us.
You can watch us. Yes, but we won't see you. You get the point. Anyways, guys, this is it. Night one of WrestleMania. Tomorrow, recap night two. Sayonara. Bad Bunny's the shit. Never forget.
My favorite sports entertainer.